Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of This Black Girl Podcast. It is your girl, Ola.Miss.Lola, without the H. And thank you for tuning in for another week. I am joined by the lovely Mr.
Hi.
And I appreciate patience with last week. Last week was last weekend, okay? It was robust. It was full. It was overwhelming. It was overflowing. And I appreciate the patience while we had to take a small pause. But, you know, we back again. Deep in it. So, let's get into it.
And I'm sure you'll all be happy to know that the kitchen looks great.
Yeah, we had to deal with some kitchen stuff, but that's neither here nor there. Anyways, so the first topic that we wanted to just kind of like get into and discuss is actually a segue off of a previous situation that happened, I guess, with social media. Most people know this situation as the Cheesecake Factory girl. If you don't, long story short, a woman posted to social media about a guy who was taking her out on a date. I believe it was the first date, and he took her to the Cheesecake Factory. She was so turned off. She was so unimpressed. She refused to get out of the car. She refused to like open her door when he went out to open the door for her. And when he got back in the car to discuss it, she was pretty much, it felt like she was trying to shame him. She was trying to embarrass him.
I mean, it didn't just feel like it. Like, there's a reason why you press record. It's because you're going to shame him. You know what I mean? Like, sure. I was just about to say, like, part of what also I don't like about this situation is, like, you're going to be in your feelings, that's fine, but you don't have to put your feelings on social media.
Fair. I mean, so that's what it was. So she was trying to shame him, but, like, no tea, no shade. My guy pulled the Uno reverso. I loved it because he pretty much explained the reason why they were at the Cheesecake Factory was because reservation for the quote-unquote ideal restaurant that she would have preferred to go to, they had missed the reservation because she took over an hour to come out of her home to go on this date with them. And he specified to her multiple occasions, the day before and the day of, hey, I need you to be ready for this particular time for our date. And he was there at said time and essentially waited an hour for her.
An hour outside. Didn't let him in the house. I didn't know him yet and was like, you can't come into my house.
Yeah. So he sat outside for an hour and then still undeterred by that, still wanted to take her out on a date. And she was unimpressed because it was quote unquote Cheesecake Factory. So he furthermore did the most respectable thing and said, like, okay, well, if you're not going to be happy with this option, I'm just going to bring you home.
Dude, no doubt, like a gentleman, like I'll say. Like, and I don't blame him, because if I was there too, I would just be like, if I'm going to ask you out, I want to at least try to have a good time.
Yeah.
If you're just going to be miserable and complaining no matter what I do, then yeah, I don't really want to hang out.
Well, I don't blame him. That's a bit of a turnoff where it's like, you know, we agreed to meet up for a particular time. You had no consideration for my time. You were late. You can't even say you didn't know because you provided multiple opportunities for you to know the specified time. And then because his alternative option wasn't to your quote unquote standard, you attempted to make him feel bad. First of all, maybe I'm basic. But the Cheesecake Factory is a cute date. If that was a first date, I would not be turned off by that. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Am I basic?
I don't think you're basic. I mean, like, I don't know what it is. It's like everybody has their kind of like sit down-y restaurants that they like or don't like. Mm-hmm. And I feel like part of the problem is that, like, it's starting to become this big mishmash. You know what I mean? Where it's just like every single place is off the list. But I will say, like, this woman had such delusional energy, like, crazy, crazy, crazy delusional energy. Because this guy, like, literally from top to bottom, did everything right. Like, she's mad at him that he couldn't pull off a second miracle.
Yeah, I mean...
Even a third miracle. Because, like, getting the spot was probably tough. And then getting the backup spot was probably tough. But not being able to get the backup spot at the first spot is what set her off. And it's like, what do you... Like, he's not a magician. He's not a sorcerer.
Right. I mean... But put it this way, I guess he never told her, like, hey, we missed our reservation, but this is where we're going to go instead. He just tried to, like, save face and be like, okay, so we're going to go here. But, like, again, I'm trying to understand, as a first date, it's not like, he didn't bring you to McDonald's. You know how many, I am so disgusted, okay, to hear how many people bring people out on dates to, like, McDonald's, Tim Hortons, and, like, all these little fast food chain restaurants. And I understand, like, look, know your limit, budget within it. If you don't have a certain amount of money to be going to a certain type of restaurant, and that is what you can afford, that's fine. I'm not going to shame anybody's pockets. They're making the best of what they have. But when I feel a way when you hear people criticizing, like, oh, I have this and I have that, I got it like that, what do you bring to the table, blah, blah, blah. But then they're like, oh, yeah, you want a date with me? All right, let's go out for coffee. What? Mr. Big Standards, Mr. High Standards, Mr. High Value wants to go to Tim Hortons? Dunkin' Donuts? Bro, not even a Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts? Bye. No, absolutely not. You cannot tell me with your whole chest that you're high value while also trying to bring somebody to a $2 coffee date in the sense of quote-unquote low investment. If we're going to talk about value and keep it above, if you are having a business meeting with one of your associates, are you bringing somebody to do business at Tim Hortons? Or are you going to Aroma? Or are you going to somewhere a bit fancier? And then still, no, guess what? The receipt's going to get written off because it's an expense. You see it as an investment, do you not?
I mean, I think that's pretty fair. Although, honestly, like, I feel like not to both sides it, but I really feel like in this kind of situation, we start getting into a both sides kind of place, because it's also like, again, like you were saying, like, what's wrong with Cheesecake Factory? Like,
oh, I agree.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you don't like this whole, like, oh, what do you bring to the table? To me, it's also a little weird to then turn around and be like, I don't like that kind of talk. It's not about this kind of value. But also, I won't go out with you if you go to the wrong restaurant. If the restaurant we go to is not expensive enough, then I'm actually not going to go out with you. It's like, well, then, okay, then you're inviting the question of what kind of value you bring to the table because you've made it transactional.
That is fair. But that's where I'm also kind of addressing the fact of how you're presenting. Like, if you're presenting yourself as, like, you know, an everyday guy or an everyday girl, you know, you have a job, a nice, wholesome family, you're looking for certain types of, you know, whatever in your relationship, I want to call that, like, kind of middle of the road, where it's like you don't want anything that's too low, but you don't want anything that's too over the top. You're okay with, like, kind of falling in the middle, and that's what you're looking for. You should, like, I don't expect a person who aligns with that kind of interest or value in a relationship to be doing the most or the least at the same time. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not expecting somebody who works like a middle, like, you know, middle wage type of job or middle class kind of income to always be taking me to, you know, Michelin star restaurants and super expensive restaurants constantly, because that's out of their tax bracket. You get what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
Sorry. And then just to speak further on the flip side, you can't also be a low income earner or middle income earner constantly expecting high either. Because here's my thing. If you can't afford it on your own or go out with your girls or whoever to afford that and want to go that to a place like that on your own time and dime, you have no business asking or expecting somebody else to give it to you.
Again, unfortunately, this is another both sides thing, but like, let's be real, pretty privilege is crazy.
1,000%.
It gets people crazy. 1,000%. And it's 100% men's fault too, because men encourage this behavior. They fall in line with this behavior. Mm. We like to watch 90 Day Fiancé. Gino is one of these men. Oh, 1,000,000%. So like I know they exist. I don't think it's good, but seriously, like some of these roles and the stuff that they expect is wild.
Like, I don't know. Again, maybe it's just like there's nothing wrong with wanting the best. I like to think that I have fairly high standards, but I don't think I'm unreasonable.
I don't even necessarily think it's about wanting the best. What I think it is just like the reason why it's not like, I think what it is that people don't want to be treated thoughtlessly. They don't want to feel like this is date 102 and you're just going through the motions and you're just the newest person sitting across the table. They want to feel like you put some thought into what you're going to do and where you're taking them.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're just like, oh, there's this chain restaurant, like, you know, this chain sit down place nearby, that place is good enough. Like, yeah, I understand how that can feel thoughtless. Or like, you know, even just saying like, hey, like, let's just go to Starbucks or whatever. That doesn't feel super great, you know?
Right. I mean, well, here's where I feel like where something is being missed. I feel as though between the introduction / talking phase and then going on said date, there's a lot of relationship building missing, because I feel like you should be getting to know the person, understanding their values, setting expectations, like having those little gems and pieces so that when you do take the person on the date, you have ways and knowledge and tools to show the thoughtfulness without it just being like, well, what expensive restaurant did you book for us to go?
And I feel like part of the problem here too is that, at least to me, when I was still on the dating market, the first time you meet up is not necessarily your first date. There is 100% a lot of value to having a low stakes first meetup just to make sure you guys vibe in real life and nobody's crazy. I think that's fine. If you're like, hey, we're going to meet up, we're going to have a little coffee, and then the second time we go out, we're going to dinner, we're doing something. I think that's fine. People need to get over it. Your first meetup is not necessarily your first date. There's date zero is a real thing.
I feel like date zero applies if, again, like you said, low stakes. So it's like, I'm not looking to really build a relationship. I'm just seeing what kind of like vibes, chemistry, attraction we have. And if it's just like sexual, where we find each other attractive, but I have no interest in dating you, then maybe it's like a sneaky link. It becomes a sneaky link or whatever. And it becomes low effort. Y'all just text each other, you up, and things happen. Or it's like, oh no, I actually really like this person. I feel a connection. I want to pursue it further and I want to date that person. And then you guys go out on a few more formal dates.
Yeah, or even, you know, the first part just doesn't happen. Like sometimes it literally is just you guys meet up to see how you vibe and the vibe's off and nothing happens.
Yeah, no, I agree to that too. That's definitely a third alternative to the situation. But
I think that part the problem is like the ambiguity, right? Like ultimately it needs to be communicated to make sure it's not ambiguous.
Right.
But I think that a big part of it is like there is a lot of ambiguity. Because I am a person who's like, I like to have a coffee date as a first date. You get to sit and talk with the person and that's nice. You get to know them.
You didn't take me on a coffee date.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know, but you didn't like them. And I knew that, so I didn't do it.
I mean, that's also fair.
You know, communication.
Well, okay. And this is where I'm saying that there's something lacking in that initial talking and getting to know one another phase. because if you feel like the expectation leading up to this date or whatnot is not clear, that there needs to be quote unquote a date zero to feel things out, that's low stakes, quote unquote low investment, I feel like then there was not an effective use or time in getting to know each other before making it like a real life kind of meetup.
I just don't think you can get to know each other fully without meeting in person just over text. And I also feel like some people are just more comfortable getting to know someone face to face in person than they are over text. And I think that's fine and valid.
I mean, it's possible. I'm not going to act like it's impossible because, like, I'm sure we've had our own experiences where what it's like over text versus in real life is like two different situations. And I know I've seen that with, like, you know, other friends and other people too, where they've had those experiences where, like, oh, this person sounds so amazing. Oh, I can't wait to meet them. Oh, it's going to be the best. And then they do, and they're like, oh my God. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think it's fine to do a hit check. It's fine to do a date zero. It's fine to try to like get to know somebody in a way that you guys feel comfortable. But again, that's up to like people to communicate to one another.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The communication, I feel like that process has definitely has deteriorated.
I don't know if it's deteriorated.
It's suffering.
No. I feel like here's my hot takes, I guess. Hot take alert.
Yeah.
Do we have a sound drop for that? Damn. I think that I remember seeing this post online a while back, and uh-huh. It was somebody like posting like, oh, cute couple 1960s or whatever, sitting in a malt ice cream shop or whatever. Oh, romance used to be so whatever back then. And then some older person was like, yeah, but what they don't tell you is like they'd fucking leave you the city if you didn't fucking blow them on the way back home. And I feel like part of the problem is that like there is, I don't think there is a place for it, but there are a lot of people who treat their relationships with their partner antagonistically. And when you're treating your partner antagonistically, it doesn't make sense for you to communicate honestly with them. Why would you reveal your hand to your opponent?
Okay, yes. And you've talked about this before because I feel like that was one of the things that you said to me that first like perked up my ears and I'm like, oh, you different. Oh, you different. Because 100%, if you're working with somebody, it would make sense to freely and openly communicate. But if you're treating it like a game, a puzzle, something you got to figure out to access what you want, with some people, it's mostly either being on the women's side, usually resources, money, gifts, that like materialistic things. And with men, most times, you know, sex, some type of sexual favor, sexual intercourse, what have you, then yeah, there is that unwillingness to openly communicate and just like say what it is.
Well, it's like, even if you just think about it a little bit, it's like, okay, I'm a dude. I don't really care about the girl I'm going out with. I just want to have sex. You know, I view it as a, like, I'm trying to get something out of her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, there's a cave, there's a treasure inside, and she's like standing in the way, and that's my relationship with her. Then it totally makes sense that like I don't tell you that I have the money to take you on this date, because like that means that I get what I want for a lower cost.
Yeah.
So if I'm not honest with you about what I can afford or whatever or this kind of thing, and I'm always trying to lowball you, like, yeah, it totally makes sense if you view it as like an antagonistic game where you're trying to get something out of it. Like, I'm always trying to minimize resources, whatever, whatever. If you view it as like a cooperative thing, like, I'm going to go out with this person, I'm going to go out and try to have a good time with them, then spending money is just investing in like the situation so both of you can take advantage.
Like, I guess. But kind of going back, I guess, going back to the whole, like, just taking somebody out on a date. Like I said, I did not think, or I do not think, Cheesecake Factory is a bad first or even second or third date. Maybe if it was like an anniversary or a super special commemorative occasion, maybe it'd be like, oh, we could step it up. But like, I don't necessarily think that the Cheesecake Factory is bad. And like, recently we saw a list that got published online of apparently a number of women that contributed to this list of places that are like, what, bad first dates or like not a first date, like ideal first date.
I have the list right here. If you'd like me to, we can go through it in a comment.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay, are you ready? Right.
Yeah.
Number one, Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, bye. It's fine.
Two, Applebee's.
Eh.
Three, Chili's.
Eh.
See, I've never been to an Applebee's, and I think I've been to Chili's like once.
Yeah, I've been to Chili's once. Chili's is okay. Like, Chili's to me reminds me of, like, Moxie's.
Yeah, it's just like a sit-down chain place. Like, there's right. A billion of them, yeah.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's your Kelsey's, it's your Outback, it's your Lone Star, it's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Number four, Chipotle.
Agreed, that's a fast food.
I love Chipotle. I would not take somebody to a date on Chipotle.
No, put it this way. If, like, let's say you and I had, like, a date outing where we're like, oh, we're going to run some errands and go shopping, then I'd be like, babe, let me treat you to lunch. I'm going to buy you some Chipotle.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
that's cute, but it's not a date.
Yeah, if you're doing other stuff and you decide to step in somewhere for a quick lunch and that place happens to be Chipotle, then fine.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call that like a first date.
I wouldn't plan to go sit down at a Chipotle with somebody.
Okay, fair.
Not for like a date.
Okay, so let's keep going.
Okay, Olive Garden.
Uh-huh.
The movies. Number six.
I feel like the movies isn't necessarily the worst option, but I understand why it would be put on a list.
I absolutely hate a movie first date, so I agree with it on the list because I feel like it's like the epitome of like low effort. I just want to get something out of you because it's like you don't even talk.
Well, that's why I was saying, like, I understand why it's not an ideal first date because you're not talking, you're watching something else.
The only thing I would asterisk on it is like not a drive-in. Because to me, I feel like a drive-in's a different beast because like you're in your own little isolation pod and you can chat up your date if you want to.
True.
So it's like a different experience. But usually when you're supposed to just sit and be quiet, it's like it doesn't matter who you're sitting beside. Come on.
Yeah. So the number six is the movies. Or not the movies.
Yes.
Number
six is the movies. Yes.
Number seven.
Number seven is Your House.
100%.
Totally 100%. Agree.
Do not invite me to your house. First date, I don't know you. You're a serial killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Men need to understand that better.
Besides, you don't know if that's their actual house or an Airbnb. Absolutely not. Bye.
Well, I feel like it's like some men try to like think, have it in their heads that like you just radiate some good guy aura that people are supposed to trust. And it's like, no, like people don't know you. People don't know what your situation is. It makes sense for them to be cautious.
For sure.
If you take offense to that, like you're just being dumb.
No, furthermore, if you're inviting a person for the very first time who you don't even know to your house under the expectation of you guys hooking up, you're gonna get robbed.
True. And honestly, that goes for both sides because I've also had friends who have gotten mugged on dates like that.
There you go.
Where it's like you go somewhere and it's not even like, I mean, like not even going to their house. I've had friends that like you go on a date and then they try to take you like a weird way.
Yeah.
Like to 100%. Walk them home and then you end up getting jumped, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Any fast food trains, that's.
Oh, you got the list too now.
Yeah, Chipotle also falls under that.
Yeah, honestly, this is part of what I think is the problem with the list on this is like we'll see because it's extensive. It's almost 30 points.
So unnecessary. Okay.
I feel like part of the problem is like there's even double listings and stuff because it's multiple people. Like this feels like a list that was cobbled together out of like 40 people.
It was
like putting in random entries because there's double overlaps and stuff like that. And I'm like, guys, no, calm down.
Definitely, nobody condensed this. So okay, so there's Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop. Those kind of are together. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a first date, but I would say that, like, it could be a date night, but not a first date.
You want to know what? On this one, kind of disagree, and I'll give you the logic for it.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge sports fan. These are sports bars. If you wanted to eat something, have a few drinks, and watch a game, it's fine. I think that's fine for a first date.
I mean, I guess it depends on the interest, but yeah. I'm just speaking from my own personal experience. If I know I'm going to show up looking cute with my nails done, I'm not digging my fingers into wings.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. And don't get me wrong, that's definitely the exact same for me. I wouldn't, like, it's not somewhere I would take anybody, but if I knew somebody and they were like super into hockey and the hockey game was on, I think that would be like a cute first date idea.
Again, but the thoughtfulness has to be put in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so anyways, keep going. So Red Lobster. I don't necessarily have an issue with Red Lobster. But
again, it's fine.
I was gonna say seafood is cute, a little surf and turf, but a buffet.
I understand this one.
You understand the buffet?
I do understand why you don't take someone to a buffet on a first date.
Okay, you tell me.
Because you, like, when you go to a buffet, don't lie. Everyone tries to game the system, and that's, like, not necessarily, like, a light part of yourself that you want to showcase on a first date. Do you know what I mean?
Valid.
Like, if I was, like, a pro fighter or something, I wouldn't necessarily want to take my first date on somewhere where, like, I'm fighting, because I don't know if I would want them to
watch me consume 4,000 calories in a sitting.
Or I wouldn't want them to watch me, like, fight somebody and have them be their first impression of me, like, violence or whatever, you know what I mean? So, like, I get it with a buffet. I wouldn't.
All right. So, let's see. There's IHOP and Denny's. Those are breakfast places. Yes-ish. For first date, like, yes, I kind of understand that. The gym.
Oh yeah, gym's a hard no.
Gym as a first date, no.
Gym deserves to be on that list 100%. Gym deserves to be on that list as a 60th date, not just a first date. Like, if you're a couple, you go to the gym together as an errand. That's not a date.
All right, fair. If you're categorizing it as an errand, then yes, I agree. Church, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. You're not bringing me to be judged under the eyes and guise of the Lord and Savior. Absolutely. Okay.
17 and 18 obviously deserve to be paired together. Starbucks, yes. And coffee dates.
Yeah, exactly. Same function. Ice cream dates. I feel like ice cream dates have to, unless they're paired with a meal, then they shouldn't be on their own as a first date.
Oh yeah, I agree. If you're like, if it's like summer and you're like meeting up at a beach to like walk and hang out and you decide to get ice cream doing that, then that, like, that's cool. But like just going to get ice cream feels like you didn't really, like, you need a little more on the itinerary on that.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've obviously already extensively talked about coffee dates. So I don't think we need to touch back on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Family functions, 1,000,000%. I don't even know who did this to this person to even add it to the list. Absolutely not.
Disqualifying. If you brought me to a family event, I would literally leave.
Absolutely. Under the jail. Sorry. Movie night kind of goes back to the movies.
Like Netflix.
You know. Yeah. Somewhere. See,
this is why there's the overlap. Because movie night, if you're saying like Hulu, Netflix, etc., that means you're going to their house. No, which we've already said is bad.
Well, it's a combination of the movies and the house. So yeah, absolutely not. Somewhere that requires a long drive. Kind of touched on that with like the whole house thing.
Although I will say on this one, I can have some sympathy because like what a long drive is to different people is different.
Okay, that's fair.
Like to me, like if it's less than 30 minutes, it's not really a long drive.
Okay, that's cool. So let's see, bowling. Bowling can be cute if done right. Nightclubs, I agree. That should never be a first date.
Yeah, nightclubs definitely hit the same, like, theater thing of, like, you're not really talking to each other, you know?
Right. And then, let's see, a hookah bar that gives the same vibe as nightclubs. A bar just for drinks gives the same vibe as nightclubs and hookah bars. Waffle House, again, in the same vein of IHOP and Denny's. And then sports event. What do you think about taking somebody to a sports event, like at an arena?
Yeah, I definitely think it comes down to, again, like, thoughtfulness. Like, if it's something you guys both enjoy and you both talk about, and, like, definitely, like, looking at people's profiles, there are people who'd be like, I love basketball, whatever, then fine, yeah, go to a basketball game. That's cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, I could definitely see a horror story of, like, I have a friend who's, like, does wrestling and makes money on it, and I could see, like, a horror story of, like, bringing someone to, like, a local wrestling event, and, like, those are fun, but I like those.
Right.
If you're, like, not into that scene, like, I could see it being very strange.
So, okay, so I feel like the overall messaging or the overall response to this is that, like, a first date can, in theory, be anywhere with the appropriate thoughtfulness behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. And
aside,
like,
from somebody's house, don't do that.
Yeah, don't go to somebody's house. But, yeah, no, definitely. Like, even listening to, like, you know, just getting some drinks, ice cream date, coffee. If you're doing, like, a date zero and you're just, like, scoping each other out and feeling the vibe, I think those are great. But as a first date, they're a little scant. Like, we can do better. We can spend a little bit more time with one another, you know?
For sure. For sure. 100%. Like, those ones, like, I will admit myself, when I was dating and, like, whatever, whenever somebody would be like, oh, can we do a coffee date or whatever? And I'm like, no. Like, I would rather prefer to, like, you know, sit down, have a meal, get to know you. Because, like, put it this way, coffee dates don't tell me if you're a vegetarian. Coffee dates don't tell me, like, give us an opportunity to discuss certain topics or matters. It seems very, like, rushed, very on the go, where you can miss something. And then the other part, I guess, that makes me different from maybe some other people that are expecting perhaps a more laid out, planned date, is that, like, if the vibe's not there and we decide to go on this date and it's just not hitting, I'm going to pay for my meal. Like,
right.
I'm not that kind of person that's just like, I want to be taken out because I can't necessarily afford to go out to a certain place. Like, if I know I can't afford the bill, I ain't going there.
Well, it's not even that you can't afford it. Some people just want free shit.
Oh, definitely people want
absolutely
free shit. But I'm just saying, you never know in a situation. Like, okay, remember the story we heard about the Oystergate, where the girl decided, was like, okay, so this girl said, I'm gonna give this guy a chance. He's been wanting to take me out for a long ass time, and I wanted to record content for social media, so I told him to meet me at this lounge. We're going to go to this particular
place.
Boy,
howdy, did she get some content.
Oh, my God. So they went out to this place, and this place happened to be an oyster bar, and they had a special $15 for a dozen oysters. He, and to his defense, said, like, oh, yeah, let's go meet up and have some drinks and whatever. She's like, all right, let's go to this place. So he's like, all right, bet. They go to this oyster bar. This girl orders not one, not two, not three, but four plates, four dozen oysters that she allegedly ate all to herself. Okay? 48 fucking oysters. And then started ordering her meal.
Turned to the man and was like, what's for the main course?
Right? And the thing was, like, I'm not even judging her for, like, girl, eat whatever you want to eat. If you want to eat your 48 oysters, that's fine. But, like, the impression was kind of that you expected it to be on this man's dime.
She was going for the bag. 100%.
Okay, the vibe was giving, you know, he was taking me out. And she, and, like, you know, so she ordered, like, two drinks, these 48 oysters, a meal, and I think a dessert. I'm not 100% sure. It was hip. The bill afterwards was like over $100 for the whole shebang bang. He dipped.
He didn't even order anything, by the way. The bill's $100, and I think he ordered like one drink, paid for it, and ran.
Yeah, like he dipped
before
that bill came out. And so she had to pay for the bill, obviously. She paid for her bill. And then she was just like, texting him, like, boy, like, why are you dying and dashing? Like, that's not cute. And criticizing him. But he was just like, girl, you, like, I ain't about to be paying for all of them damn fucking oysters. Like, are you mad? And again, I'm of two minds about it, but it shows me there was a lack of communication to manage expectations. She's wrong as hell on her part to just dial him up because she felt like it. Because that's how you know she was just seeking an opportunity. And where I feel like he was wrong was from the top. Even when she's like, oh, I'm thinking about getting some oysters and da da da. He could have been like, all right, that's cool. Like, you know, I kind of have a bit of a limited budget. So, like, if you want to order a couple of oysters, that's cool. But, like, I can cover about X.
But what if when you say that, it's like, you know, you're not going to get any. And, like, that's why you're on the date. Like, this is what I mean about, like, antagonism, right? Is, like, why was there not communication? Because she wanted it to be ambiguous so she could get away with it because she knew that he wouldn't agree to it if she didn't do it this way.
But I'm just saying, but like, that's where we get these weird, cringy, awkward moments, and I can't stand it.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's so awkward. It's so awkward. So now people are all up and down social media dragging her. They just can't go for the fact. 48 oysters? 48. 48 oysters? I'm not gonna lie, even me. I'm like, I don't eat oysters, just for perspective. Like, I'll have mussels. I have an occasional clam.
But like, also just showing up, and before the man even orders a meal, just being like, yeah, give me $60. Give me $70.
Right. I mean,
it's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money to be surprised with. Imagine if you got a surprise bill for $75.
But I think what rocked him wasn't the fact that she ordered the 4 plates of oysters. I think he was like, oh, it seemed, I wasn't there, that he was okay-ish until she then started ordering her food afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what really like rocked him, like, whoa.
I could 100% feel this man inside his head being like, okay, I had this budget for a date. Okay, she ate all the oysters. I won't be able to eat. That sucks, but I can pay for these plates and these 2 drinks and we'll be good. And then she tries to do a main course and is expecting you to join her. And you're like, bro, this is now a $300 date. Bye.
Yeah.
I was expecting to spend $150 and now we're up to $300. No, thank you.
It wasn't up to $300. It was after the meal and everything. It came up to like over $100. But you're right. If he ordered his meal and a dessert and multiple drinks, that could easily climb.
Yeah, absolutely. If you were to sit there and then add 2 entrees to that, you're easily a $300 dinner. $200 dinner. Easy, with tip and then taxes and all that kind of stuff. Easy.
For sure. And the thing is, like, some people will say, oh, $200 is not a big deal. Okay, and that's fine. But to some people, $200 is a lot. I've had guys be very honest with me and say, like, oh, I want to take you out, but I don't think I have enough money. I need to work and save up to take me out, which is cute. But in reality, that also shows me that if we were expected or supposed to date continuously, you know, and have a courting season, that season going to be dry as fuck, because you can't, like, I'm going to be waiting to be taken out, what, once a month so you can save up? That just shows we're not really quite aligned. And that's okay, but, like, it is what it is.
It's tough. I have opinions. We're running a little long, so I'll save it for another time.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we'll part that. But child, I don't know. Dating is rough out here. It just makes me appreciate the lovely mister that I have, because between Cheesecake Gate and Oyster Gate, I can't. Mm-mm. That's way too much. Girls are out. City girls down by 10 at this point. No, down a dozen for damn oysters. So, I don't know. Be sure to share your thoughts. Let me know. Message me on social media. Follow the page at This Black Girl Podcast on Instagram. Again, it has been your girl, Lola, a.k.a. Ola, Dr. Spot Lola without the H. Thank you again for joining us for another week. We will be here next week, so have a wonderful day, evening, week, season, wherever you're listening to us, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.